Mose kugere nyika ino. Ko, zvakadai zvakamboitwa pamazuva enyu kana pamazuva amadzibaba enyu here?
Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation.
Udzai vana venyu izvozvo, vana venyu vaudzewo vana vavo, navana vavo vaudze rumwe rudzi runotevera.
That which the former worm hath left, hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left, hath the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten.
Kuti zvakasiyiwa nomuteteni zvakadyiwa nemhashu, zvakasiyiwa nemhashu zvakadyiwa negwatakwata, zvakasiyiwa negwatakwata zvakadyiwa nomupedza chose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. We may take our seat.
Mwari wawedziri marupafadzo pamwe nemushukurao gareni pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to believe that we are all happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Tinotenda kuti tose tifarange mumba yaShe manheru ano.
And we have come expecting the Lord to speak to us.
Uye tauya takatarisira kuti Ishe ataure nesu.
Brother Branham says,
Ama Branham Waloti,
we always get what we are expecting from the Lord from each day.
No garwa na izo, na tinge tisharisira kunashe, pashumiro yose.
It is not possible for you to come expecting from the Lord and go back the same way without anything in you.
Hazvikwanisike kuti iwe wauya kunashe uchitarisira, wodzokera kumba usina chawawana.
Because I believe God is faithful.
And He always
does that.
We Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't have anything new that I'm going to give you tonight.
But these
are very familiar things that we know.
As you know,
I will just try to be repeating them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Branham at one time,
Ama Branham panemwe nguva,
he read the very scriptures that we read tonight.
Vakaverenga magwaro mamwe chete ataverenga manheru ano.
And he preached on a message called
Vakaparidza mharidzo inonzi
Palmer worm, locust, cankerworm and caterpillar.
Muteteni, mhashu, kwatakwata nomupedza chose.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to take the same title tonight.
Ndotora musoro wenyai uyo manheru ano mwechete.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just a prophet deed.
Sezvo vangaitwa neprofita.
But while we are looking at that title,
asi takatarisa musoro wenyai uyo,
I shall want by the grace of God, if the Lord allows it, to emphasize on this thought to you, I will restore.
Ndoda kuti Mwari vanyatsodonongodza pfungwa iyi kwamuri tichitaura pamusoro penyaya iyi nekuti ndichadzoreredza.
While you are speaking on palmer worm, locust, cankerworm and caterpillar,
tichitaura pamusoro pemuteteni, mhashu, gwatakwata nemupedza chose,
I don't want you to forget this.
Handidi kuti muzvikanganwe izvi.
I shall try by the grace of God.
Ndichaedza nenyasha dzaMwari.
To emphasize on that thought, I will restore.
Kunyatsodonongodza papfungwa iyi ndichadzoreredza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to start by quoting from the message Palmer worm, locust, cankerworm and caterpillar, 59:08-23.
Ndoda kutanga nekunokora kubva mhari dzei teteni mhashu kwatakwata nepedza chose 59:08-23.
Yes. Don't know if our brothers can put it.
So Tama screen.
Fine. I want to start by quoting paragraph 68.
Ne paragraph 68.
Or before I go there, I want you to look at this where we have read. That Joel is asking a question.
Joere ari kubvunza mubvunzo.
He starts by saying, "Hear ye, old men." Has this been in your days? Or even in the days of your fathers? Then he says, "Tell your children of it." And let your children tell their children. And their children another generation. Then after Brother Branham read that scripture like that, where the Bible is saying, tell your children, and let your children tell their children, and another generation, then he says, that refers to us, the Gentiles, that generation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he says, it is being fulfilled in this day. Let us go to paragraph 68. The prophet is saying, now the first thing, the church was established on the day of Pentecost. Peter preached the inauguration sermon.
Petro akaparidza mharidzo yekugadzwa kwekereke.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At the Baccalaureate service when the church was born.
Pa shumiro yekutanga kereke payakaberekwa.
The Christian church was born on the day of Pentecost.
Kereke yechiKristu yakaberekwa pazuva rePentecost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet is telling us where the church of God began. Which is the Christian church. He says it started on the day of
Pentecost.
And that is where that church was established by God himself. It was not a move of a man, but God started it himself, establishing his church, which is a Christian church, which he calls my church, because it was his church. But how did it start? It started by the coming down of the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you see how he became it? How those first believers became? It was by the coming down of the power of the Holy Ghost. And it was God at work, who was establishing his church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On the day of Pentecost, God is starting his church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Then we hear on that day, when the Holy Ghost came down, it was God who was fulfilling the prophecies that Joel had given. Sometime back there, and when that prophecy was fulfilled, it attracted the attention of people. And people came right there without an answer of what was happening. But it was God who was doing something there. And they asked their question, what minute is this? What we are seeing? What does it mean? Then we hear at that very time, the Apostle Peter, he stood on his feet, and under the power of the Holy Ghost, he started now speaking to them.
Bairo.
That was God who was starting his church.
At
the day of
Pentecost.
May you give me the same quotation, brethren, so that I read further. Then he goes on to say, and if God is infinite, infinite and cannot change, his church must remain as it was at the beginning. If we have a church today that calls itself the church of God, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
The prophet is telling us that the church today must be like the someone, like the someone in the beginning there. It must remain that same. He says, do you admit that? Church must ever remain the same. Let us continue saying,
and in the
quotation, must remain the same as it was. But many has tingered with it.
Munu atamba tamba nayo.
God started it.
Mwari
without any man is there.
Fasina munu ipa.
He started the work himself.
Roho akatamba
bayo. He did it himself.
Iwo
mapatamba. And the man comes now.
Munu oya sio.
He sees what God has done.
Ona zaipona mwari.
And he starts now tambaring with. That's where the problem is. What I want to say, whatever God does, it is a perfect
job.
You cannot add anything to that. You can't subtract anything to that. You must not touch that. It's either you fit in the program of God. The problem is, man has tingered with that. Put their own interpretation. Don't you never try to interpret the word of God? Say just what it says. And don't care how it is. So just line up with it. That's all. As we come here today, we are coming for one thing. To line up with what he says. We are coming to line up with what he says. Not you to try to line up what he said. You are the one who must adjust himself or herself. And come in line with what he said. No wonder why Brother Branham in that vision said, stay in line. Stay in line. He says, don't change the word. The Bible says the scripture is not any private interpretation. We have no right to say these things. We just got to read it. And he says just exactly like it is said. And believe it the same way. I don't care how ridiculous it seems. Believe it and how. Now listen, brother. When God started that church, it was a glorious church, a powerful church, a victorious church, but it never remained in that same condition. Something happened down the line because of man. must uphold the standard of that which we received, which is a message of the hour. In the message, what house you will build me?
Okay,
I'll come back to the cottage and that's fine. He said, keep the message honorable. You have a responsibility as a believer of this message to keep the message. Honorable. By the way you live.
Never.
But that church, brethren, it never remains the same because of men. Something happened along the way. Give me paragraph 37, brethren, the same message.
Paragraph 37.
Anyway, if I don't finish, it's okay. Because the other message, Brother Brown preached 3 hours. That's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are we together? 37.
Yes,
I quote this quotation. The prophet said in that quotation, the church today. Is moving too slow for the hour. We are too slow.
That's right.
For the hour that we are living in. And God is waiting for us to put a little bit of speed. Catch up with what is going to
happen.
But the church is a little bit behind. Exactly. Okay, I want to start. Paragraph 37.
Paragraph.
Okay. Palmer and Locust, that's our message.
Palmer and Locust.
Sorry.
Amen.
Don't worry, I'm just dwelling in that same book. If the Lord allows, we shall go to the other book, but for the meantime, let us go back to that.
59.08.23.
I left him because, don't worry, I'm depending on them. 37, he said. But remember, we are too slow for the time we are living
here.
Put a chain on a sprocket.
And is that chain for sprocket, for view.
And then put it on a round peg.
Oh boy, it's a...
You might be able to make a little bit of time. But the only way that you will ever make correct time with that chain is to put a sprocket that's equal to the sprocket that's in the back of it.
Sprocket, kana kuti rimwe vhiri rine mazino pamberi, rakafanana nerimwe zino rine mazino rekumashure.
And then,
ipapo,
those little holes in that chain to meet,
tumaburi kuti tiri pachain kuti tisangane,
just exactly timed with the sprocket.
Zvakanyatso taimwa nesprocket.
Then you can go somewhere.
Ipapo unogona kufamba uenda pane chimwe chinhu.
If they are in unity,
kana ziri pakubatana,
the sprocket and the chain,
majejere nengetani,
if they can move together,
zvinogona zvinokufamba pamwe chete,
then you can go somewhere.
Ipapo unogona kutova pasi
woenda kuno. The whole of the chain,
asi kana chain yese
is not in line with the sprocket.
Kana isina kunyatso nangana nemazino emajendere. Nespeki zvemajendere.
Rinonzi bhasiko ranjema.
Hanzi bhasiko ranjema.
Hazvisi kupinda.
They are not in line.
And I'm sure.
Ndine chokwadi chekuti.
That we, the church,
isu kereke.
We got a wrong project somewhere. No wonder why the seed of God and the seed of church is moving too slow for the hour we are living in.
Iri kufamba zvishoma shoma panguva iyi yatirikurarama mairi.
And I'm sure that we got the wrong prophet.
Okay.
Listen now. There is something radically wrong in the church. Because the church today should be like the first one. If we are not messing up with that one, then it means, brethren, there is a wrong sprocket somewhere. I want you to be the correct sprocket tonight. There is something radically wrong. And it behooves us in this day.
Okay,
let's go down.
And the near coming of the Lord to sit and start.
That
is
this
and see what's wrong.
So there is no
cheat. Because there's a problem. Sit down. Study it. Find the cause. You can never find the cure till you find the cause. We have a homework to carry out. If there is a problem, things are not matching up with the Bible.
Pain
your life, then go back.
Chokera.
Make an investigation. Find the cause. Why is it like this? Until you find the cause, then you can address the problem.
Verse 39.
Let us go a little bit down. 39.
If a doctor, if you go into his office and you say, I'm having headaches and sick at my stomach, and he gives you a little aspirin or something and sends you away, he is just trying to get rid of you. A real, genuine doctor will diagnose that
cat
until he finds what organ is out of order. Then work from that organ. That's the way it is with the kingdom of God. We have got to find out what's wrong. Then work from that. The scripture is like a doctor's prescription. A doctor or scientist who went hard to find a prescription for the killing of certain germs or disease, like typhoid fever or some disease, that they can give you a serum that will cure that type of germ. And yet, it has to be so carefully handled.
As is, no pana kunyatso wongororo.
So carefully handled out until this.
Kunyatso iko zvaka naka basa irikusvikira.
If there is not enough of it,
kana pasina zvakakwanira,
it will not help the pressure.
Hazvigone kubatsira murwere.
It might. And if there is something added, it might kill the person. It's got to be given by the druggist. Just according to the prescription. I'm coming back there. Look what happened. You are sick, and the doctor writes a prescription for you. The next thing you rush to the farm. You see the drug is there. What do? You just present your prescription to him. And those things that are written there on the prescription, you may not understand them yourself. You may not be able to read them. But this drug is trained in a certain way.
This one
is more than able
to
read
person.
If
he
fails
to follow what is on the prescription, he may kill the person. Now the prophet says,
the scripture,
is our prescription.
And see, those
the church is sick. It never remained in the same state.
Yeah.
Because man is tempered with what God did. Then in another quotation, the same message that we are following, Brother Branham goes on to say, the problem started when the apostles died. And in another quotation he says, when the last apostle died. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, these were men who were dead.
Yeah.
When it was started by God,
yeah,
they were witnesses of what they met. And what happened. And they were following what God had given unto them. But when they were not dead, hallelujah.
Amen.
We hear that.
You know,
the prophet says, there came now at Nicene Council, a group of men coming together, started now to put their opinion to what God had started. That is started the problem now. Those men who were there when God started, they had died now. They said it's an opportunity now. They came together and organized what God started. It was not about the program of God. New things came in. And the little group that were left holding on to the truth, they were now being attacked for standing with the truth, and they were now being killed one by one. No wonder why that singer said, it's dripping with blood. Those who stood there rejecting Catholicism, they were now being killed for holding on to the truth. Do you see what is happening there? The enemy is now coming in to attack the church of God. Are we together? It was a glorious church. But new things are coming in. And many times, brethren, when those who started the work or who received this thing, when they are no longer there, and others are left who were not there, when it is started, you begin to see other things now and hear new things now. When those elders who started it are no longer there, but we are looking for people even in our day who knows what the prophet taught. Hallelujah. And who can stand and defend that which they received without compromising? Others had to die for standing for the truth. But in our day, just a little pressure, then we compromise on what he said. Look at Joshua. After Moses had called, there was his successor. The step of Moses was Joshua. Amen. After Moses was away, there was a Joshua to take over. He continued his assembly. That Moses had told. For God had told him, I want you, Joshua, to be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. May this book of the law never depart from your mouth. Don't go to the right or the left of that book. Stay with this book. Stay with the text. Stay with the spoken word. Move with God. That is the original thing. Which you receive. By doing that, you are protecting God's heritage. Are you prepared? Are you prepared?
zvakawanda
even in our day
kunyangwe muzuva redu
like the people at Ephesus
vevanhu paEphesus
who was to look
vaibva kutarisa
hallelujah for him in the eye
wotanda nemaziso
and he said you are a false person
oh what iwe uri kuprofitwa
nhema iwe not what to post ah
zvinzidzo zvakataura na Paul
they had something to compare with
vanga vaine chimwe chinhu chekuenza
we have something to compare with
ine chinhu chekuenza
ndina nacho the fucking ones are here
so rata
wa tanza here
matemba ripa
but we don't have many now
asa tina vanhu
vane ujeni stand
vano kana kudira
and the challenge
wo baba pili
the enemy city come
kana zvinhu zvavo
it's not when the enemy comes
yo kuti mwenge kana
auya he's coming to destroy
akuya kutopara
temporary
akitamba
this was the prophet say
sho kwa prophet not
Peter was no longer there
Petro angasi
Simon was no longer there
yo angasi Simon
they say it is our opportunity
baba kana wedu mani
we are looking for young men
tukutaka vechidi
even in our day
kuzvara redu
who can be well taught
vano kuna kuridza
zvakanaka and take very old things
votora zvinhu zvakanaka
and the elders are not there
kana kune
kana
support vano fama nezvire mate
we want to maintain the standard
toda kuna vanaka
tengetera
standard ye message
but where are people
come on right
who can be handed over
vano kuna kupiwa
take over
wo vatora
and told Allah
wo vamhanya
the church was under attack
kereke yanga
yapasa under attack
yanga yapasa muvi
by the enemy
yemuvengi
they organized
vakaronga
what God is started
izo zvakasatora
vanhu coming in
vakauta zvinhu
and attacking the truth
but it is somebody vanhu vachiura iwo
and somewhere giving in
vamwe vachito
where are the Daniels of our day
ana Daniel ari kupiwa zvo redu
Daniels of our day
ana Daniel zvo redu
who was in Babylon
anga ari Babylon
there was no pastor there
hakuna pastor ipo
there was no service there
pastor na service
but the brother he knew
hati ama ipa
he had to believe
kutanga atenda
if it is in the matter
hakuna zvasina basi
what the king had said
kuti mambo anga ati
he was not afraid
anga asina kutya
open the gate
kudzara makete
the new town
opuka
and the master director of the temple
oba atarisa kwamune tembe
and pray
otanga muna mani
by faith
nekute
believe
achitenda
prayer
muna mani
of Solomon
wa Solomon
that my God
kuti mwari wangu
do something
atenda chimwechi
he was standing for the truth
anga vamira nechopa
he was standing for the truth
anga vamira nechopa
and you young man today
you was indignant
you young man today
you was indignant
that by peer pressure
nekumondedzwa
nepressure pressure
haugone kubira
they tell you it's you alone
vano kuudza kuti iwe
without a girlfriend
iwe kosina
follow up you have a problem
yes it's now okay
then you feel out of place
hope one don't know my way
that's the red one
what did you get come
where are the Daniels of
our kona Daniel wa nhasi ari kuti
man who can stand
vano vano kuna kubira
pachetu asandata
kereke yanga yakubviswa
now for the program I'm saying
zvino bra bra mwanoti
in the restoration of the bright tree
gore zvakwe muti wemwenga
now Joel did not tell us
and Joel ana kutiudza
what is this insects were eating
kuti zvipuka izvi zvaitike
okay let me fine paragraph 47 brethren
paragraph 47 now
let me just rush it in now
guys for many pa
the same message
but the message
palm of locust something like that now listen
here
Joel said
Joyera
what the farmer were left
zvakadyiwa ne zvakadyiwa ne mash
and what the locust left the kangaroo and came and eat
zvakadyiwa ne zvakadyiwa ne mash
zvakadyiwa ne the caterpillar
zvakadyiwa ne kwata kwata
but watch on paragraph 47
paragraph 47
some message 590823
right the message 590823
right he says
hello
paragraph 47
Paragraph 47.
Yes, yeah. And these insects,
zvino zvipuka izvi,
if you get your book on insects,
kana ukaona bhuku rinotaura
pamusoro pezvipuka, that is that four different insects in the same cell.
Munogona kuona kuti zvakachuri chimbuyu, chimbuyu chimwe chete, changa chiri muzvinano zvina zvakasiyana.
Insects in four different stages of its life.
Chimbuyu muzvinano zvina zvakasiyana zveupenyu hwacho.
They were not four.
Zvakazviri zvina.
It's the same insect.
Chimbuyu chimwe chete.
But it passes through four stages.
Asi chinoenda matano mana.
Four different stages of growth in its life.
Matano mana ekukura kuti upenyu hwacho.
All of us know that a cocoon is nothing but a caterpillar covered over.
Tese tinoziva kuti cocoon
gonye rakangofukidzwa imomo.
And it's going to hatch out a butterfly.
Kana gonye iri rabuda imomo rinozoita.
And a butterfly is a caterpillar before it hatches out.
Butterfly risanabhuruka rinenge riri gonye pakutanga.
The palm of him,
palm of him,
the locust,
mash,
and so forth, is the same. It's the same insect. But it changes its form as it grows. But it is the same insect. It is the same devil. It doesn't matter in what form he comes. Now Jonah said, these insects were eating. Hallelujah. What were they eating? The resurrection of the bride flee, if we can go there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Maybe I'll just speak and go. In the message, the resurrection of the bride, 3:62-04:22. I believe paragraph 25 there.
Paragraph 25 is up.
The prophet says, I don't know if my brothers are there. All right. Okay. Right, he said.
No.
I want this part where he says, but God is speaking here in Joel, something like that. Well, now the prophet said in that message, he said, God planted his tree on the day of
Pentecost.
Referring to the church,
right,
which he started.
Yeah.
He refers it to a tree that God planted.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said that tree or that church was supposed to bear some fruit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that was the tree that was being eaten by this insect. Remember at first. Hallelujah, the palm oil. Come in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was the enemy coming to attack the church. The beginning of that Catholicism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they injected their own seeds to what God had said at first. The enemy was coming to attack. By so doing, the devil was destroying the church. Remember, the natural attacks are spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Brother Branham said, that was the church of the living God, the bride
free.
The first thing that is coming is the palm of
him.
Then he says, when the palm of him came, it attacked or it ate all the fruit of the tree.
Because
that church had some fruit.
No,
spiritually speaking. But the enemy of the devil came in.
As we
eat out all the fruit. And some of the fruit. That is what the Branham spoke about. His brother love. Faith. And all the other things that he spoke about. Those were the fruits. Because that
church,
there's brother love existing among them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things moving all right. But the enemy was not happy because of that. The devil moved in. He attacked the church. Hallelujah. Eating off all the things. Now, after the fruits were eaten, the next stage we are seeing the locust come. Is that
alright?
And he said the locust ate all the leaves. Speaking about the fellowship of
prayer.
It was one day that in the church. But as time went on, there was no more fellowship
among them.
What had happened? The devil had moved in. But it is needed, brethren. Fellowship among us.
When you sit down and you fellowship around the world, it is usually during that time that even God can visit you. That is today, we don't have that time. We are too much occupied. No time to fellowship around the scriptures, around the quotations, as you'll be creating the right atmosphere for God to move in and do some great things. I remember at one time, Brother Branham was at the house of Sister Hetty Wright. Hallelujah, and he was there with some brothers. They were just talking, just fellowshipping, and he was sharing with them
the testimony
of what God had done in the woods.
He
was telling the spirit right there during the time of fellowship, the power of God came down. It was not at church, at home, brethren, but they were talking about the word, talking about the word. The atmosphere was right, and God said, "This is my time." Then he comes down. Then he said, "Sister, here you are. Ask you what you need." Then she spoke about it. The salvation of my two boys. Right there, the power of God drove those boys
to
where the prophet was. They gave their lives to God. Fellowship is needed. We must be able to mix with whosoever. He had church. We cannot know one another really well. But if we have time, that is fair time to visit one another. And it's just to sit down. And it's just to talk about the way. You can know that brother better. You can know that sister better. Are we together?
Yes,
I don't know. I don't think, brethren, it's time for us to be keeping grudges. How can you fellowship with a brother whom you have got a grudge with? So we must break all the fences so that we can meet with one another. We are one, both by the same blood, but fellowship is needed. Don't stay in your own fence. We need fellowship. It was there in the first church, and the devil targeted that. So when they leave, the locust came, brethren. Echo of brother. From there, it was
easier.
Do you see the church is being attacked? Now when the locust ate the leaf, left some other things. Then came the king of
wheat,
which ate the bark of the tree. Brother Branham said the bark represents the true doctrine of the apostles. They did not continue with the doctrine of the apostolic fathers, where the apostles baptized once in water by immersing in the name of Jesus Christ. They were now baptizing in Titus by sprinkling. What was happening now? The truth was being taken out.
So far,
the doctrine was being taken away. The true doctrine, which is the Calvary.
You know our cookies?
We must know what we believe.
And
let us stand for what we believe. Defend what we believe. That is our protection.
Oh, we are.
tine mune matepe zvatinotenda.
Madzimai
edu pano havagure vhudzi
ravongazimirei nezvaakatoenderera
mberi nedzidziso imwe chete.
Devil was being awakened. The prophet said, we don't have any law except love. We don't have any other book but the Bible. Then he says, we don't have any doctrine, any other doctrine here but Jesus Christ, which is the
Bible.
Amen. New things came in, brethren. Do you see the church was dying now? That was being eaten by the enemy who started back then.
As
a former well, then it became a locust, a
candle.
But the same devil destroying what God is
not. Hallelujah.
Then after the candle will end, the bug.
Mushure mekunge kwatakwataradya chikwati
chemu na caterpillar.
Pakaba kwaya mpedza chose.
Here this. Did you listen?
Matere
caterpillar now.
Mpedza chose zvino.
Was coming to destroy what had been left.
Anga kuya kuzoparadza zvakazviwa.
He said the caterpillar came.
Hanzi mpedza chose auya.
The prophet said he is a sucker.
Hanzi na neprofita
anokwekweta. Sucking the life,
with our pain,
and he said he ate the heart of that thing.
And I might drown more away with it.
Amen. The spirit was taken from the church. There was no more life in the church. People would come to church. And the church was cold and formal. Become dead. No more life. And a stump was left.
Amen.
And God was watching. God was seeing. Is this what has happened? The enemy has done this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That church was no more now. In another quotation, he said, what Catholicism left. What
left?
Then what the Muslim left? The Pentecostal
order.
There is no difference. They are all denominations. The word is in the bride now.
Amen.
Amen. Now, with that situation now, there was no more. The tree had been destroyed. Okay, let's try to see where we can end. Let's go to chapter 2.
The book, chapter 2
of the book of Joel. Let me just take 23-27. Let's read together.
23-27.
Are you there?
Amen.
Then he says, the Bible says here,
and
be glad, you children of Zion, you should and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
Amen.
And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil.
Mapuriro achazara nezviyo uye zvisviniro zvichapapuma wine yenamafuta.
Verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the kangaroo and the caterpillar and the palmer of my great army, which I sent among you.
Ndichakuzororai zvemakore akadyiwa nemhashu nekwatakwata nokupedza chose nokuteteni iyo hondo yangu huru.
Brethren, I want to say, as we read in chapter 1,
1.
We were facing a discouraging situation. A hopeless situation. What God had started was no more. It was pitiful now. But as we go over the second chapter, then God is making a declaration. Saying, I will restore. I am going to restore my purpose. Cannot be defeated. What I started cannot fall down. I will do something. He is bringing hope. Don't look at that situation and get discouraged. He appears on the sea.
He
says, I will restore. I will restore the person of Rona. I am going to restore that which was hidden.
There
is a power
well.
I will bring it back. That which the locust ate, I will bring back. That which the caterpillar ate, I will bring back. That which the caterpillar ate, I will bring back. It's not your responsibility.
How
to ask how? To ask how? Just believe. As he says, I will restore. One of these
days,
it is going to be
there.
To restore is to bring back that which has been lost. You are bringing it back to its original place. Or original
state.
If I put this Bible
in, and
text another one, and put it here, that's a replacement. But restoration is taking the same thing that has been here, the same thing. God has the power to follow it up. It doesn't matter where it has gone. It doesn't matter where it is. He can follow it. And say it here. I'm going to bring it back to where it has been. Brothers and sisters, the prophet says, you and me, we have the privilege to enforce upon the table a claim of restoration. That which you lost, that which you lost, it could be healthy, it could be your joy, your husband, your child, your wife, the table has robbed you. I have good news.
Jehovah
is saying,
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. The devil has no right to keep him standing on our flesh.
Our
brother, sister, it reminds me. It reminds me of Lazarus. When he was dead, it was a hopeless situation. They had to send a news.
Come
heal your friend. He kind of ignored the call. He's not ignoring. He's testing your faith. He had heard about it. He went further.
Paragraph
Let us read that testimony. I want you to see, brothers. Our God is more than that. That the church is going to be restored. We are the church. We are the church. A continuation of that is the church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If they not die,
why
they was hiding in the roof? In the root, listen to the testimony I
always.
I believe I just quoted it in the last meeting here. I'm not sure. But a brother came to Louis from town Georgia, left his car sitting over there. Someone stole the car. And he and his clothes, his wife's clothes, his children's clothes, they are usually here. They drive 1500 miles every day when we have a service here. And the poor fellow was here without anything. Because of the devil. Without anything. And 700 something miles from home.
And 700 something miles.
And I didn't know what to do. He came it into the police. But they had a big racket in
Louisville.
They were stealing cars and painting them. And you don't have to have a title there to sell it. And they made you a title. They make you a title in a few minutes. To any number you want to put.
Why we did a book about carrier fake for number
they were having a terrible time.
So you know,
we got it down on our knees.
Kama Pukama Ipapo.
We got it down on our knees.
Kama Pukama.
Don't pay
Kumanikidzira.
Hakusi kukumbira.
We are not asking. He's not saying I'm asking. Who manages this?
How about the people who don't believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Now we got our knees.
Zino,
we got on our knees.
Yeah.
With the brother Fred Sotman.
Yeah, my brother Fred Sotman.
And many of the others that were others were there.
But I didn't
discouraged. I said, oh, the Lord will take care of that. All my wardrobe complete was in it besides my overalls at home.
Wardrobe ya kuyesenga imo suitcase kunzekwe wardrobe yake
asara. Oh, he said, brother, I'm going to buy you a new suit.
Brother,
I said, no, it's all right. He said, you haven't got a chance,
brother. And
that was lost way up along the road.
And there are
and he said, lots of colored people live out through this
street. And he said,
now the first thing. If some man
comes
along the road and found a suitcase,
suitcase my road.
I said, my Bible is in there, here's my name in it. He said, well, if
you
found that suitcase, brother, what are we there? The thing you will do. He sells those suits and so forth like that. I said, well, maybe he needs it. Well, that I
do.
Because the Lord gave them to me, so maybe he needs them well.
The
Lord gave them to him. He said, well, and if he found my Bible and if he knew me, I said, he would bring it back anyhow. He said, oh no, brother. He will sell the clothes.
And
if a Christian finds it,
they
will cut those suits out and send them to one another for prayer clothes.
Said,
you haven't got a chance, brother. So I said, well, we will just trust the Lord.
Brother, got to go in by now, she.
2 days passed. And Brother Brown over there, he said, I want in on this too. I want you absolutely to get you some new suits. I said, no, the Lord will bring them back. Two or 3 days passed.
2 or 3 days
passed. He said, you see, said, we met a police down there. And the police said, sure, I'll go up the road looking for it. His mother had been healed in my meeting. He said, certainly, one of the state police and we told him we lost the suitcase up there, way up in the swamp, somewhere, or maybe 200 miles. 300 up down the road.
The 200 or 300 miles.
The next day we went over. And Brother Jack was just persistent that I was going to get a suit of clothes anyhow. Said, boy, 1,000 miles from home. 1,000 miles
from
home. No clothes at home. And none here. Said, my. What are you going to do without even a handkerchief? Or a clean shirt? I said, well, the Lord will take you. Keep trusting, brother.
Ramochi,
so we went over to Brother
Brown.
Tell you, Brother Brown, he was going to come out and was going to make me go get a suit of clothes. Just about the time Brother Brown come out,
I will restore. iwe kana wakangotenda chete. What do you all say?
What your faith is
telling you. Izvo zvaurikuudzwa kwako. Uchabatsirika. Pane zvaurikuudzwa nekutenda kwako. Hallelujah. Udzemanirano. Satavara. Ndocho konzero maridzo ino yapiwa.
Amen.
Kuti iwewe udzoreredzwe. Unofanira kudzoreredzwa. Mweya mutsvene. Mutumwa washe. Ari pano. Kumanikidzira murau. Kumanikidzira murau. Kuti iwe udzoreredzwe zvawakarasikirwa nazvo.